Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Beth Schild, and we are in part three of our three-part series about our relationship. So if you haven't listened to the first two episodes, the first one's our origin story, who we were before we met. The second one is finding love later in life, how we met. And then today we're going to talk about what it looks like to be in a relationship and how it's different. So, if you haven't listened to those other two episodes, I'd recommend going back and listening. But today we're going to talk about what it's been like to be in this relationship, how different it is, and we're going to talk about conscious relationships. So, welcome back, Randy.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here again.
Becoming a pro now.
I know.
So I first heard about conscious relationships. I was in a business mastermind. I was still in my marriage and I had gone to that retreat and I had been around conscious men for the first time. So like I want to talk about what that means. There's a safety aspect to being around someone that's conscious because they're grounded in themselves. And I'm trying to explain it in a way, but what I recognized from a couple of the people that were in relationships there was they were both committed to doing their inner work, to understanding their triggers and all their emotions, and extreme ownership was something that I learned that I really love, the concept of I'm completely in charge of my happiness and my emotions, my triggers. Like you cannot make me feel any certain type of way. I'm in charge of that. I'm in charge of my reactions. And I hadn't experienced that in a relationship. And I remember being really excited learning about this and being like, this is what I want. What, when you hear conscious relationships, was this something you knew about? Like, tell me about your experience or kind of what you were seeking after leaving your marriage.
Yeah, so for me, it wasn't something I was aware of like kind of during that time. And then as I was going through my divorce, I started to learn about it. For me, the biggest thing that kind of comes to mind when I think about conscious relationship is self-awareness and accountability. Those are the two things that really kind of hit me. And it's like becoming self-aware of how I showed up in the past. Because having a conscious relationship isn't something that I did have. And half of that falls on me because I didn't show up that way. I mean, I showed up, put my best foot forward, I performed, I
Well, you've never been taught that by
hid parts of
anyone.
myself. And of course, I had never been taught any of this, you know. Again, this goes back to just running in the patterns that I learned as a kid. And so yeah, that kind of falls on me, but that's the accountability part is once I started to become aware of those patterns, I could take accountability for them. And then I could actually, at that point, choose to show up differently, which is all of me. And when you do that, that really does create a sense of safety and freedom within myself. And I get to carry that with me everywhere I go.
Yeah, I think the self-awareness piece is huge. And, you know, when you go through a divorce, when you are learning from, like, well, why didn't this work? Being aware of, like, what your parts were in it. And why certain unhealthy cycles could continue is because you're also part of the cycle, you know? And when you pull that back and realize, it's really empowering. So consciousness is, and I think being a conscious person is being aware of yourself, right?
Yeah, and at that point, it was really hard to kind of point. I mean, it was really easy to point fingers before I learned about it. And have a lack of understanding of why things were the way that they were. But once I really started to become aware of just my parts, which are the side that I do have control over, that's when the freedom and self-compassion really started to come in.
So I was looking for someone who was interested in becoming the best version of themselves and doing the inner work, and so that's what I was looking for. And then it's like when we met, we were both doing our work. we were both invested in becoming more aware, and so that
That
was
was
the
key.
alignment.
Yeah, that was the alignment, and that's what was huge for both of us, I think.
So last time we ended with, now we like each other. So I want to talk about that and how we committed to being in a relationship with each other. So, do you want to share what you like, kind of asking me to be committed?
Yes, and this is one of those moments where, going through everything that I'd gone through, overcoming my fears of having feelings for somebody again, having fears of committing, all the fears come in, like, what if this doesn't work out? What if this, but I knew that this relationship was different with you, I mean, I could just feel it. And I think you asked me the other day, like, how did I know? It's really hard to describe. You just internally just know this is different. And so, it was into our dating, and I had been feeling it for a little while. And then at one point, I remember we were driving to Sedona, and before we went there, it was going to be like kind of our first overnight stay with each other. And it was just really on my mind. And so I remember driving up there, and I just kind of said it to you. I just said, hey, listen, it's okay if you don't feel the same way. And I wasn't giving you an ultimatum, but I just really had to express to you how I was feeling. I said, I want to commit to this and give it a real shot. And what was your response?
Well, I was caught off guard, right? And then I was also thinking, like, this is what I've been wanting. And it was also scary because I hadn't met anybody that I wanted to be in a relationship with. And so I hadn't. And so I was like, so are you saying you want to be my boyfriend? And you were like, well, yeah, we don't have to have a title, but and I was like, this is what I want too. And it felt right and also so different for me after years of being single and like having no idea what it would look like this time different. But I was like, yes. So what are you thinking right now?
I was just wondering what fears were coming in for you.
I think I early on as we were dating and I continued to keep liking you, like I would tell you, like, I can't believe I like you. I can't believe I like someone because it had felt so long. So it was surprising to me that I was ready. The fear, I don't know. Well, a lot of fears came in about it. Just my kids, I'd never had met my kids had never been introduced to anybody. Right. And I didn't want to introduce my kids to someone unless I knew that I was going to be in a long-term committed relationship with them. And we didn't really know yet,
I know.
and we hadn't met you'd never introduced anyone to your kids. That was something like very important to both of us. So that was a little scary to think about, like, down the road, introducing the kids to you. And what if it doesn't work? And then I've introduced my kids to someone, and I don't want to mess my kids up anymore. And so it was just a lot, but it was also really exciting.
It was very exciting, and I think that was my biggest fear too, is like, what if this doesn't work out? And I think ultimately I am okay stepping into that fear and not knowing what the future holds. And this is kind of one of the things where I have learned in my healing process too, is like, just be present with really what is. And as long as I know that I'm showing up authentically and I'm in integrity with everything, like, I was more than willing to just go for it.
How did it feel to express?
It felt really good. It was
You
scary.
were in your masculine this
Yeah,
time.
I was. And it did. It felt re really freeing, and it felt really good to express. And I was at that point where I was okay if you didn't feel the same yet. I was willing to just, like, I understand that sometimes people get to places at different times. And But I really just had to express how I was feeling.
Yeah, and that's like what a woman wants, right? Like she wants the man to take the lead and to be sure and express. And so it was like everything I wanted, and also like, oh my gosh, we're doing this,
I
you know?
know.
So I want to fast forward a little bit to, so we started dating, and there was this Bali retreat coming up again. And I was very back and forth about going on this retreat. I was going, and then I realized it was one of my daughter's senior nights, walking her on the field, and I was like, I'm absolutely not missing that. So I had backed out of the retreat. I had thought about going later. That wasn't an option at the time. And you were going.
Yeah, I'd signed up a long time ago, yeah, and I was committed to go.
Yeah. And so I was super excited for you to have that experience because I had told you, like, you won't be the same when you return from Bali. Bali is
I
just this
remember that.
magical place of, like, I don't even know how to explain it other than it's magical, it's healing, it's beautiful. You're so far away from your life, and just I was really, really excited for you to have that experience. And I really wanted to, I wish I could have gone, but you were going to Bali. And about a week before Bali happened, like you were set to leave, I was meditating and all of a sudden I felt like I'm supposed to be there. Then I had all these stories of like, no, I want him to have his experience. Like, I don't think I can go late. And I talked to my friend that was hosting the retreat and she was like, just come late, you know? And so I remember being nervous to tell you. And so I was like, text you. I was like, call me when you can. I have an idea.
And for the record, I always love when Beth says she has an idea. She always has the best ideas.
The best ideas, right? But you weren't expecting that, right?
No, I was not.
And I love that you never were like, oh, I wish you were going. I want you to come, try to come. There was nothing from your side.
Right. It was really important to me that it needed to be your choice. And then once you expressed your fears from your end, it made so much sense, because that wasn't true on my end,
Right.
And yeah, I didn't want you to come because I wanted you there. It's just kind of that giving each other space and the freedom to choose and honor what each other wants to do.
Yeah, which was new for both of us,
Yeah.
right? So then I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have a passport. Like, I had a passport, but it had expired and I was changing my name and I hadn't gotten the passport. So, well, first of all, you were excited.
I was very excited, yes.
And then I was like, I don't have a passport. And so you're like, well, let's go drive to Tucson and get one. And so it's 6 days away. You're leaving in like,
3 days.
yeah. And we made a day trip to Tucson, which was so fun.
It was so fun. We had such good conversations again on the way down there.
I got my flights, I got the passport, and so I was going to be traveling solo all that way. It was like 30 hours of travel by myself. And I wasn't afraid to do that at
Yeah,
all.
I commend you for that. That's huge.
Yeah. So we made that happen, and I went to my daughter's senior night. Walked around the field, was there for her. And then that night I got on a red eye flight. And so you'd already been in Bali.
I'd already been in Bali like 2 days or so.
And how was that? Just how was that arriving
It was
like?
so beautiful. I mean, it was like so good to be there, and the travel was just, easy, and I was with some good people, and I was really excited to be there, and I was really excited for you to get there.
I know, I could not wait to get there. So I get on my red eye flight. I have 30 hours of travel and I know that I'm going to be arriving at the resort. So the airport, it's still like a 3 or 4 hour drive from the airport to the resort that we were staying at.
Right, yeah.
And I wasn't going to be landing until like 11:30 at night. I think so. I was going to be getting there like in the middle of the night. And I was just planning on the hotel was going to send a driver to come get me. And I was going to arrive probably like 3 in the morning. And so that was the plan, right?
Yep, that was the plan.
So how do we want to tell this story?
I think you tell it from your side.
Okay, so the travel was, I was just excited and I love traveling and I had like three different planes to get on. So it was the red eye flight and then I had a 5 hour layover in like Michigan and then it was Michigan to Korea. for 11 hours, and then it was a quick like run in the Korean airport to get onto my last 7 hour flight to Indonesia, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
And I had to fly coach the entire way, which on those long flights, but that was all that was available. But like it was fine. And I was just excited to see you, but I'm about 20 minutes from landing. I have my eyes closed, and all of a sudden I see this image of Randy standing at the airport in Bali, in Indonesia. I'm like, why am I seeing him stand? Like, he's not picking me up. Like, I was very clear. Like, you didn't, I was like, there's no way you're gonna come get me. It's a 4 hour drive. And I just never expected that. But when I saw you, I was like, oh, I had this feeling in my heart, like, I would love for him to be there. And then I felt guilty for even thinking that. And so I just kind of pushed it aside. But then I landed and I have a text from Randy saying, what are you saying?
I was kind of giving you directions through the airport, like this is where you got to go to check through customs, and then
Which I had been there before, but I was traveling in a group before. This time I was alone. And so you were just kind of trying to talk me.
and then I finally texted you and said, "Oh, and let me know when you're at the baggage claim."
Yeah. And when he said that, I was like, I think he's here. I was like, there's no way. I mean, it was 11:30 at night. You would have had to have drive 4 hours to get there. And anyway, it was just like this crazy feeling. So I walk through after I text him that I have my bags and I'm looking for my driver with my name. And I walk through the doors and there's Randy standing there. He surprised me and picked me up. So it was like an 8 hour round trip about, right? And you got there early. So that's when I kind of knew, like, he's serious about me. Like, he's really showing me that he wants me, wants to be with me, wants to take care of me. Like, it was a very powerful experience for me.
Well, and again, for the record, it's almost impossible to surprise Beth that she has this intuition and she just knows things.
It's not like we weren't sharing locations then
Nope,
or
that
anything.
none of that. And but yeah, I absolutely was excited to see you. I couldn't wait. I didn't want to wait until 3 in the morning to see you. And I was absolutely not going to let you get in a car by yourself with a driver driving 4 hours through Bali. So yeah, so I
Which
jumped in.
I would have been fine.
Absolutely, you would have been fine, but I wanted to be there and see you. And so yeah, I jumped in the car and drove 4 hours with the driver and, waited for about an hour, hour and a half, and just waited for you to walk through those doors. And I remember you coming through with your bags and your hair kind of pushed up to the side. And I just
Looking like a
remember,
hot mess
I
after
just
30
looked
hours.
gorgeous. And I just remember the smile on your face, and we were just smiling.
I never had someone show up for me like that. And you were planning this all along, right?
Oh yeah. Because I knew that
If
if I
you
told
offered it to me, I would be like,
you,
absolutely not.
yeah, you wouldn't have received it, right? And I think that's, a big topic that we can hit on today. But I knew you wouldn't receive it at this point yet, and so I just went ahead and did it.
Yeah. I remember telling my good friend about it, and she's like, of course he's going to pick you up from the airport. That's what a man should do. Like, and I was like, no, like, this isn't normal. I'm like, okay, wait. It was such a beautiful, it was such a surprise. I mean, yes, I saw it before because sometimes I see things and
Damn it.
I feel things, but it was just, that was like one of the most beautiful memories for me. So we are in Bali now. It's like midnight. We have like, I think it was because it was
Three,
so late, three
about three.
hours.
Yeah, it was about 3 a.m. almost when we got there. Yeah.
So we arrive at this beautiful resort at 3 in the morning. And of course, the Balinese people are so amazing, and they have like the flowers around my neck, and like there's like five people up to greet us. But the resort was so dark and quiet, just little lights like lighting up the resort. And we got there and we were just like two kids.
Yeah. Yeah, the sounds, the birds,
Oh my
you know,
gosh, the
like.
sounds. And we just kind of walked around the property, and then, of course, everyone's sleeping, and it just felt like complete magic.
It was.
It was. And so we joke about, like, also, we hadn't been dating for that long. And I remember thinking, like, this will make us or break us, like traveling with someone, staying with someone, like, but nothing has ever felt more easy,
Natural and easy, yeah.
natural. I think I ended up only being there for 6 days, 7 days.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And we joked that we went on our honeymoon first.
Yeah, we started this time with the honeymoon and we're
Yeah.
working backwards.
Doing everything different this time around.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful part, is like there's no rules. Like having love later, after heartbreak, after both of us being in long-term marriages, is so freeing to just do things how we wanted to do,
Yeah,
not caring
what
what
feels
anyone else thought,
right.
not, judging the timeline, or if other people had judgment about it. It was just like it didn't even matter.
No, it didn't. This is our experience, and we do what feels good to us, and we communicate about it, and it's beautiful.
Yeah. So that trip was really incredible and easy, and yeah.
Yes, and then on that trip was also about the middle of the trip, was also when the first time I told you that I was in love with you.
Yeah.
And
I'm
same
gonna
thing,
share
same
that.
thing. It was so much fear coming in, you know, because those old stories do come in, like, is it too soon? Is it too much? Is it like, what will people think? And, you know,
And am I gonna say it back? Do I feel the
right. And
same?
are you, yeah, do you feel the same? You know, are you going to think I'm crazy and I'm moving too fast? Like, so yeah, so again, it was just one of those things where all that does come in, but that's where I become self-aware of it and I can push it down and I can just sit with what's true for me,
Right.
right? Am I doing this because it's what I should be doing, or am I doing this because this is really how I feel and what I want? And so when you can quiet the noise and you can just sit with it and you start acting from choice, it changes things. And I knew that's what I wanted. And so again, I overcame the fear and I told you.
I know. Right. And I felt the same way. So I'm really grateful that we had that experience, and that it just all, it's like it was supposed to happen
Right.
and everything fell into place, even though we had to like kind of hustle a little bit to get my passport and to make it all work. Like
And that was all fun. That's part of
it
our
was.
experience, and I love it.
And I think when things are in alignment and meant to be, it's easy.
It is.
It's not forcing anything. It's just, it's like the universe is like, here you go. Like, because it's meant to be. And I think when you have blocks, or when things, it feels like there's a lot of resistance, that's kind of an indicator that maybe it's not the right thing. But for us, it was just like, and that was around the time right before I met you, I started saying the mantra, universe, show me how good it can get. And I would just speak that aloud like several times a day. And then it's just like the universe wants to give you everything you want. And then I started saying, universe, show me how it gets even better. Right. And we still say that
Yeah.
all the time. Universe, show me how easy it can be. Right. And I love those mantras. Like, and it's like we really are the creator of our life by the energy that we put out, by what we believe. And that's kind of how we've lived our relationship.
Yeah, and I think that's what's different this time is operating from choice and freedom,
And trust.
and trust. And it's huge. It's self, that self-trust, right? That's kind of the foundation of the whole thing. And you're right. And that's where we start to create. And when we let fears hold us back, we miss opportunities or, you know, and you get to just be able to choose how you want to create your life. And when it's in alignment with who you are as a person, it becomes really easy.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got home from Bali, We travel home together, which was so fun and beautiful. And it was so long, but we were like, we didn't want the trip to end.
No, it was so fun.
But I want to talk about something vulnerable after the trip. Okay. We get home from Bali and like the next day I had to get on calls. I had to work.
Right.
And so I get on a call. It's my breathwork membership call. And all of a sudden my stomach, like I have to go to the bathroom like now. And to not get too graphic, but like I got some kind of a virus from Bali, which
Yeah,
can happen.
sometimes they call it Bali belly or
Bali
whatever.
belly, it didn't happen to me the first time I went. I was totally fine. But this time, like I had the worst virus ever and it was not pretty. I don't want to say, so I was like, oh no, like to the point where like you can't make it to the bathroom. And this was pretty much at the beginning of our relationship, right? And I didn't know that this would happen, but I had this virus for 3 months.
I know. I felt so bad.
And being seen and being taken care of by you and being so patient through all of that too was such a healing experience for both of us. Like you not getting the icks. Like even my kids were like, Mom, like gross, And it was like, it was awful. The second I would eat anything, I would have to run to the bathroom. My stomach was so sensitive. I like got parasite tested. It wasn't a parasite, but like I didn't know if it was ever gonna go away.
I know. I remember how frustrated you were, and how, and what that would bring up for you. And I like sometimes it's the embarrassment or whatever it is.
Embarrassment, being a burden, being in trouble
Right.
for not,
For not being at your best all the time.
and not fixing this. I couldn't eat anything spicy for months.
Yeah.
And Randy, just like, what can you eat? Okay, check the menu. This is really good. You ate soup with me so many times. You had to be so sick of it.
I love soup. I
Like,
absolutely love soup.
I have never been cared for like this in my life.
Well, thank you. And I could understand what you were going through, you know, because if that were me, I know I would have felt the exact same way. And on my end, when it was you, I don't care because this is part of the human experience. And I know it doesn't change who you are and the person that I love inside. You're just dealing with, you know, some stomach issues and a virus. And that's just part of being human. And what I love is, like, in this relationship is we've allowed each other to be able to be vulnerable and express and allow for that humanness to exist and, you know, create that safety within each other. And that's what's been so amazing and different in this relationship.
Yeah, and my body, I didn't believe that you really were okay with this, and that you weren't frustrated with me, or frustrated because you wanted to be able to eat different things. Or, I mean, it was to the point where sometimes I'd be like, we're gonna go to dinner, and I'm like bringing a change of clothes just in case. Like, it was bad. I'm sharing this. It's so vulnerable. It's like so important for me to be authentic, though,
Right.
because this was so real. Like, we went to the ER
We
one
went to
time.
the ER one time and yeah.
And I was just gonna go myself because I started to get concerned, like, this isn't going away, and it was so bad. And you were like, would it be okay if I came and sat with you? It was urgent care.
Yeah, it was.
You were like, would it be okay if I came and sat with you urgent care? And I was like, no. I was like, you don't need to do that. I did not. I just felt like so overwhelmed, and but I let you support me.
You did, and your initial response is always like, no, right? It's hard to receive that. And, you know, that's kind of the hardest part a lot of times in relationships is actually receiving.
I was not used to this level of care and support. Like, it just was It was like, is this real? I hadn't experienced it. And so we went to the urgent care and we actually had the best time.
It was so fun.
We ended up not going because of, I had insurance issues or something, whatever. And then afterwards we went and got soup again. And I just remember laughing so much that night and just feeling so safe and loved and cared for. And it was just such a beautiful, it was horrible, but it was also, I knew it was happening for me and for us. And then just finally one day, like 3 months later, I was healed.
Just
I
stopped.
also did some meditations like Joe Dispenza, trying to heal this myself. If you're familiar with Joe Dispenza, he's amazing, but he has a meditation called Love Your Body. And if you really believe you can heal certain things in yourself. And so I was doing that, just trying to be so kind to myself, but it lasted a long time until one day it was just, I was done.
Let's go.
Thank you for showing me what it's like to be so loved and cared for.
Well, thank you for receiving it.
Okay, so I got better.
Thank goodness.
That was so deeply healing for me. And then what happened after that? We were ready to meet each other's kids, which was huge.
That was really big.
Yeah. And, at first my kids, they were so excited that I liked someone and that I was dating. And, but then they also were so used to me being around all the time. So it didn't matter if it was my parenting time or their dad's, like especially my older girls too, were at my house constantly. And so when I wasn't home, they'd be like, "Mom, where are you?" Or they'd be frustrated if I wasn't answering the phone. And then like this brought up a lot for me because I was in the pattern of always being there for them all the time, rescuing the whole thing. And so then it was hard for me to feel like I could have this and still be the mom that I had been. And so I had to learn more boundaries. Right.
And that's really uncomfortable with kids.
And so it was really beautiful though, because we like they would express like, "Well, you don't answer the phone as much," and I didn't want that for them, but they also needed to know like, I can this is gonna this is a this things are changing. And I had told them like the whole time, like, "When I eventually be in a relationship, this is gonna be hard for you guys," and I tried to prep them, but and they loved you instantly. I mean, instantly.
Same, so did my kids. They
Yeah.
took to you and it was so amazing. And yeah, I mean, that was the big fear on my end too, was figuring out how to have a relationship without the fear of like, well, abandoning my kids or them feeling that way. I was realizing that I was still trying to manage how they're feeling and trying to rescue them from every discomfort as well. And realizing that things change, but change is a good thing. I was bringing this very beautiful, loving, conscious woman into their life, and and same thing, like they took to you, and it was
And
so
we
amazing.
actually gave our kids the choice.
We did not
We let
force
them
them.
meet. And it took my son a little longer.
It did.
And that was totally okay. Like,
Totally
that's what I
fine.
love too, is giving them the choice instead of being like, "Here's this person," shoving them into their life. Like, you have to, like, we were very conscious about that and giving them the choice when they were ready. And what would it feel good? How would it feel good for you to meet? Do you want this? Do you want that? Like giving them the choice. And I remember my girls being like, "That was so cool how you gave us the choice."
Yeah, that's huge for kids. They want to feel involved in the decision making and
Yeah, so we kind of worked through that. We got our kids together. It was fun. We played
I know
game.
we played games and our kids
And
got comfortable with each other immediately.
So that was really great. And we just kind of eased into dating like that and getting the kids together now and then. And you and I traveled when we didn't have the kids sometimes, and that was really fun. Oh, something that was hard for me to do was share our relationship online.
Oh,
Remember that?
yeah.
Another thing that was difficult for me was having this love and some of the people around me not having love and feeling like I wish that other people could have a person. Like I didn't need to have my person yet. Like I was doing so well. Like I wanted to make sure that everyone else was okay, which is a pattern of mine. And I found myself like, my brand and my business had all been about choosing yourself and being independent and loving yourself. And it was like I showed my single mom life, but then I was like feeling ready to like hard launch. This is what the girls called it. They called it a soft launch and then a hard launch. But like it was also terrifying for me because again, what if this doesn't work? And so that was a whole process for me to kind of work through that. And I kind of shut down for a while on social media and stopped posting. And because one, I felt like guilty for having love. And then two, I was scared like of sharing this and it not working out. Remember that?
I do. I remember watching you work through that, and it's the beautiful part about our relationship is, a lot of times my old pattern is when I see you're uncomfortable, is I want to launch in to fix it, or I would get anxious, or like I would want to fix it to show you my value or my worth, and that does come in for me. And so, but now I get to just kind of sit back and just support you through it and know that, your feelings are very valid, and like it makes so much sense why this is coming in, and then I get to just watch you work through it yourself, and
Which took me some time
it
to work
did, and it's a
through.
very powerful thing, and it's like you see how capable we are of kind of managing those things that come in,
Yeah, it was a lot. And so working through that, and then we decided to move in together. And it just was the next step. Like we were ready. So we moved in together. And which was so exciting.
It was so exciting.
And also like something we've never experienced, blending a family. And so we're just navigating a lot of things during that time. And we can talk more about blended families later on, right? I'm just kind of trying to go through the timeline. But then I started feeling my creativity was wanting to create posts on relationships and love and share all these things. And so I remember finding this reel about the couple that finds each other later in life shares a different kind of love. And I loved the message. And so just for funsies, I created this reel and I was like, I don't know if I'll post this, but I loved it. And then I showed it to you and you loved it. And I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna post it. Like this feels vulnerable and you were like, whatever you wanna do. And so I hung on to it for a couple of days and then I was like, I'm just gonna post it. And it went viral. Like it's a few million views and like all these people started following and loving like the comments were just like, oh my gosh, this gives me so much hope. Oh my gosh, this is so true. And then there were also the comments of like, well, what do you call it? Like long-term marriage love is the best kind of love. Like being, and it's just, and it was just so fascinating. And it was also fun to see people loving our love. Right? How was that for you? Like me posting that?
I was okay with it. Because I think ultimately, like, I know your purpose in this podcast and what you create is because you're such a caring person, is to genuinely support people through their trauma and through their healing process. And and the tagline on the social media post is one thing, but what I always love is what you write in your captions.
Thanks,
And
babe.
so if you haven't done that and you're following along with her, like definitely take the time to read her captions. They're amazing.
Thanks, babe. Well, I got concerned about because it was like, it's not like you saved me. You made me whole. You came
No.
into my life. It's like I became whole on my own. I learned how to fully love myself. And once you love yourself at all the parts of you, then you can attract that same love. And that's my message. And so I was nervous about sharing just our relationship because it's not about it's about your relationship with yourself.
Correct. And that's what I love as well is that's why I love your message and kind of why this relationship is different is because we were both able to learn to love ourselves first and then coming together
And choose ourselves.
and choose ourselves
Yeah.
and then coming together. And that's so important to do because then when you do get into a relationship, one thing that I really had a hard time with, and I didn't see even until I got into our relationship, is how hard of a time I had actually receiving love back. It was easy for me to give,
Same.
give, give, give. And that was always part of still some of my old patterns is prove myself. But now I'm doing it from a place because it's just genuinely who I am. And I don't feel that pressure like, oh, I gotta do this
Right.
so I can prove my worth to you. I have moments like, and we'll talk about triggers down the road, like where I feel that come in, but I'm able to just sit with it now. And that's when I don't launch into fix things in those moments, But cooking and doing things or helping, like that's just kind of part of who I am. And so when it came time for me to receive support from you or to receive love, I realized how uncomfortable it was.
Right, because you're not used to it.
Right. And it all stems from like that part of me is not feeling worthy to receive love or not fully, loving myself in those moments, And so, yeah, and it's been a great growing experience. Like,
And it really is so different, like finding love later in life after a long-term marriage or suffering or struggling and heartache. Like, it doesn't mean that, like, listen, both of us would have loved if our marriages could have lasted forever. That
Yeah,
was the
that
goal,
was the
right?
goal.
But that
Absolutely.
wasn't our human experience.
Right.
Our souls needed different lessons. And so now talking about this kind of love, it does, like, over 50% of marriages end in divorce. And when you get to that point, you're like, am I ever going to be happy again? How can I be happy if my family's not together? If I'm ever going to find love again? And so being able to share that message that yes, it's possible, it's totally different, doesn't mean it's better.
Nope.
It's completely different when you do the work to heal from your past, you heal your trauma, you learn how to love yourself. Like, what you're able to experience, it's so hard to describe. And I feel like that's the message, is
It
that's
is.
what
And
people love to see, the hope of it.
And what keeps coming in for me as you're talking and I'm listening, and I kind of said it earlier, but it's different because I'm operating more from a choice versus just survival.
Right.
And it feels very, very freeing and empowering to do that.
And we're our full authentic selves with each other. We're safe to be fully ourselves. Like, we don't hide things.
Right. And those are the moments that are the hardest to receive is like when like you don't feel like you're at your best or I don't feel like I'm at my best. Like,
Like, don't see me. We'll say, don't
yeah,
see
don't
me.
see me right now. 'Cause those are the parts that like need the most love and to actually like accept and receive love from yourself and from your partner.
Right. And you've shown me so much love for the parts of me that I'm hard on. Like, my critical parts are like where I'm really, really hard on myself, and you love those parts of me. I've never experienced that before, and it's shown me how to do the same for myself. Like, we don't let each other talk bad about each other ourselves. Like,
Right.
that's the only time we're like kind of on each other. Like, don't talk to my man that way.
I know,
Are
I
you being
know.
nice to my man? Like, when you're struggling or when you're having a hard time. And we do that work all the time
All the
because it's
time.
not joy and butterflies and happiness all the time.
No, it's life. And it is like you go on this path of self-love before a relationship, and it's easy to love the parts of you that are good or that other people like. But it's the parts that you criticize or that you have shame around or guilt around. It's harder to love those parts. And you can do that amount of work yourself. But that's why I love like your message as well. It's like learn to love yourself and be single for a time. And healing isn't a destination. Like you don't have to be perfectly healed, like I kind of thought and believed. Then I can get in a relationship. So much healing and growth happens within the relationship at those deeper layers that you really can't get to on your own.
You can't. I mean, we had no
No,
idea.
you had no
The
idea.
level of healing in relationship.
Is so empowering and amazing. And it takes two conscious people to be able to work through that and to love those messier parts at a deeper
And to
level
trust each other
and
when
it
we're triggered, or again, we'll talk about triggers more later, but to trust that we're here. Life is hard sometimes, but we're committed to working through things, and my stuff is mine to work through, and you just get to hold space for me to feel what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
If it's not yours to fix.
It's not mine to fix. I don't have to jump in and be the savior to prove my worth. I know and trust that you're going to be able to work through it. And I've got to sit and work through what's coming in for me. You know, that part that wants to jump in and fix it to make everything better.
Right. And you have to be okay seeing me uncomfortable. And the same for me.
And all I have to do is just love you in every moment. The same, nothing changes.
And you do.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What else can we share before we finish off this episode? So yeah, we're just continuing to learn and grow together. We've done things backwards, honeymoon first. Move in together. Oh, we just bought a house. We just bought our house. So we've been living in a home that we've been renting, and we just bought a home together. And there's no rules. We're just doing what feels good to us, and I'm continuing to do our own inner work and our work together. And we really want to help other people learn how to love themselves
Yeah,
to the level
that's
so
the
that they
key.
can have a relationship that's conscious, that's like this, that we didn't know existed.
Right. And, you know, like I think some people get that misconception sometimes is, oh, you get in a relationship, everything's sunshine and rainbows, you know? And I mean, we could talk a lot about triggered moments and harder moments. And the most important part about those moments are that we're able to sit through them together and communicate, and hold space for each other through them.
Right. All right. Well, this finishes up our three-part series for now. I would love some feedback from if you've been listening, what resonated with you? What would you like to hear more of? Randy, I have a feeling is going to be a regular guest on the podcast. We love our chats and talking about things, and are so happy to share what we've learned in the hopes of helping other people. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, I'd invite you to subscribe. Give me a 5-star review if that feels good to you. It really helps more people the podcast reach more people. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.